Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Simeon, customer service, giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
I've seen a charge on my credit card for Unique Modern Trends for $59.89, and I'm not sure what it is, and I did not order it.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Your zip code would be
59912.
Person last name would be
Elaine Counts.
All right. What's the last 4 digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
What do you need?
The last 4 digits of the card that the purchase came off of.
Just a second. Let me pull it out. What is this? Anyways.
We are a third party, so depending on the company or the charge you're referring to, I would have to have an account up.
Let me see what they do with it. It would be 7276.
All right, Ms. Counts, I was able to locate that account, that billing address for security purposes, please.
What's that?
That billing address for security purposes, please.
2130 9th Street West, 163, Columbia Falls, Montana, 59912.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account shows that was a contest that was entered to win an iPad. Back in January, do you recall entering that contest?
I don't.
Yes, ma'am, because someone in your household possibly entered the contest.
So why am I being charged $59.89?
Due to the fact that with the entry of the contest, it also expressed that you will be also automatically subscribed to the Byte Hub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We can
No, cancel that.
Yes, ma'am, because someone in your household possibly entered the contest.
That's just me and my husband.
Yes, ma'am. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecute it. I'm going to cancel the account and connect you over to the fraud department.
Okay. Can you just cancel it?
Sure.
And I'll take care of it at my end with my bank.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, you will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's going to be C as in Charlie, 920-462-447. And just keep in mind that this information did go through a screening system showing that it was a non-fraudulent transaction. So it shows as if the charges on the account is valid. But once again, you are able to take it up with your bank.
Okay, so I am getting charged that?
No, I'm saying you can take it up with your bank, but the charges on the account are valid. It could have been like a survey email where it expressed that, hey, you won this iPad and all you had to do was pay shipping. But along with the terms condition, it also expressed something about the subscription as well.
That's bad stuff that they do there. What if my grandkids were looking at something?
That's possibly what could have happened. And then they, you know, automatically accept the terms conditions for you and cause this to happen.
So how can I stop that from happening again?
I blocked the account for you so that won't happen again, especially without
it
happening.
No problem. Thank you very much.
No problem. I do appreciate you for calling customer service, and you enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Hello? Customer, are you there? Customer, are you there? Disconnecting due to an error.